www.thebeatsonline.com.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing.
I'm smiling and laughing.
The sun.
All at the same time. You're always laughing.
What else do you do? You live life. You be happy.
This is What's on Your Mind. And today it begins as the largest listened to radio talk show in the Upper Midwest, in the Northern Plains. That's kind of fun, Steve, isn't it?
It's a little daunting, isn't it?
It is indeed.
I like that, though.
From the studios of 550 KFYR in Bismarck, the voice of the Northern Plains, we now welcome 910 KCJB. We welcome AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, Eastern North Dakota, Western Minnesota, as well as two Bakken radio stations, as in Steve Bakken, right?
Yeah,
or the
wish.
The world-famous Bakken, 1090 KTGO.
They are relatives. I've just never met them and haven't received a royalty check.
You haven't, you know?
No.
Anyway, we welcome the flag, which is, of course, northwest North Dakota. That's the northern Bakken, and then the southern Bakken, KLTC 1416 Dickinson. So some radio stations are hearing this program for the first time. Others are hearing a different version of this program. What we're planning on doing is just talking to the listeners of the Northern Plains, right?
Well, let's preface this a little bit, where this started at. We're looking at putting on some different programming for Western North Dakota and for North Dakota, and having the North Dakota perspective heard in a little bit of a different light. You and I had been working on some things, and moving forward, we had an opportunity to slide into this. And, you know, we hope to put out a good product, because the product is North Dakota, Eastern Montana, South Dakota, our Canadian province friends, Eastern Minnesota. And that's we're the Upper Midwest, and that's the voice.
So some of you listening today are saying, hey, who's this Scott guy? And some of you listening today are going, who's that Steve guy? And our hope is when the program gets done each day, what Steve or Scott said matters less than what you said. That's really what this program is all about. We want to live the title of this program, What's on Your Mind? So we'll start with the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. That's the telephone number. And when you call that telephone number, you'll get a chance to talk to Steve or I right here on the program. Tell us what you think. Tell us what's on your mind. And we're not going to refer to our guests as experts, because we're going to call on the listeners of this program to be the experts, okay? We will have guests from time to time, but the guests are here to serve the experts, right? The listeners. And answer your questions. So we have a few guests today on the program. Max Schneider will be here, who is the Senate Democratic leader. Al Carlson, who's the House Republican leader, both in the North Dakota legislature. Kent Nonstad, who'll be the Democrat version of Al Carlson in the House. He'd be the Democratic leader, a minority leader, they call him, in the House. We'll also ask the newsman later this hour. Dale Wetzel, the longtime Associated Press reporter, and for this past session, Great Plains Examiner, Great Plains News managing editor, who was covering his 14th legislative session. Steve, how about that? So any questions you have about the legislative session, they'd be best directed to the guy that was there for darn near every committee meeting, darn near every vote through the entire 80 days of the legislative session.
Yeah, I had an opportunity to talk to Dale on several occasions through the legislature today, and just sitting down and listening to him, and he's not very forthright, because he's a newsman. He's about listening and then pulling out what he needs to pull out. But if you know the right questions to ask Dale, you can glean so much information out of Dale. But it's a little hard pulling some of that information out. But when you can start getting that information, it's a wealth of information.
It is. So we'll just say, hey, ask the newsman. Ask him anything about the legislative session. He'll be here bottom of the hour.
You know, like we said, what we're about here is the callers. It's the listeners. It's your program, and it's your opportunity to call in and let us know what's on your mind. Could be that the sky's blue today and the birds are chirping, or it could be rain that's needed because you're dry in western North Dakota, or you're dry for your cattle for grazing land, or your crops for growing corn or sugar beets in the valley. If that's what's on your mind, so be it. Let's go to the phones right now. 258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Or you can email the studio, KFYR, clearchannel.com. Chuck, what is on your mind?
Hey, good morning, guys. Just wanted to give you a heads up and the other listeners about the Bismarck landfill. We've got a real problem out there with the timing since they put in their fee structure. And on Saturday, the line went from the scale house clear out to divide. There must have been at least 100 vehicles waiting. I was talking to different people this morning, and they said that it was over 2 hours getting in and 2 hours getting back out again. And that situation, to me, is just totally unacceptable. And something needs to be done. The implementation of this fee structure, I think, has really caused a problem. They didn't foresee what was going to happen with that, and it was just a bad idea. So I don't know. Have you guys heard anything else about that?
Since this is a Bismarck question, I'm guessing Mr. Bakken might be. Are you up to speed on the landfill regulations and fees and hours?
Chuck, they just changed these fees, this fee structure, correct?
As I understand it.
And if I, you might be the better expert on this than me because I haven't been out to the landfill lately. But part of that fee structure change was because of the recycling. Is that correct?
It may be. I'm not sure what that's about because on the recycling, they're also doing a monthly billing to the residents of Bismarck to have a recycle container. So for the privilege of recycling, you get to pay for it. And there is an opt-out on that, however, if you don't have space for the container or are financially unable to make the payments. So I don't know if the fee at that, it's just for stuff that you would normally haul out from a residential area before. And it was not charged at that time, but now they've got a fee. And I don't have a problem with the fee. The problem is with the access and what's going on out there. It's just silly.
Well, one of the things from this past week that I could see there might have been a problem with is we had Bismarck Cleanup Week. They had Cleanup Week, so there might have been a little bit more personnel directed towards that than helping people that brought things out to the landfill. That might have been an issue, but
yeah.
You know what?
Here, what's the question you want to answer?
We're going to get the experts
Chuck,
on for you.
What's your main question?
The main question is what are they going to do about it? They've got a single line out there when you're going in, and you've got to wait in line to get in, and they weigh you, and then you've got to wait in line again to go out. I just ended up taking time off work this morning because it was impossible to get in there on Saturday. And what happens is that even this morning when there was just very few vehicles out there, it was timing it, and it takes an average of 3.5 minutes for the vehicle to go in from each direction. So 7 minutes per vehicle to process through the gate. And so you can imagine if there's 100 vehicles in line, you're looking at a 10-hour day to get into the landfill and back out.
There was a brand-new program on K-Fire in the afternoon called K-Fire Cafe, and I'm looking at the host right here, known as Todd Mitchell. Todd, would this be a worthy topic for K-Fire Cafe?
It certainly would be.
You and Dolly want to tackle this one?
We'll work on that one.
Maybe you can have the guru of the Bismarck landfill on to say, why the heck are those lines so long?
Well, the lines are long because it's the first nice Saturday in the month.
That's part of the problem, yeah.
Sounds like still some work could be done. Chuck, appreciate the call, okay?
Thank you.
We've all been snowed in all this time, so that's part of the problem.
By the way, is there any better invention than Cleanup Week? That's what I love.
I am a little leery, though, because it's amazing how many garage sales and yard sales and rummage sales pop up after cleanup week where people go around and, oh, that looks good. I can resell it. You got to be a little leery of that.
Last Sunday, I had a week and a day ago, a bright idea. Hey, honey, rather than me clean the garage, why don't we have a garage sale? Because me cleaning the garage means I have to shuffle everything around and then try and lie to her about stuff that, no, that's not my box. Trust me, that's not my box.
Nobody wants it, though.
Yeah.
Then you could throw it away. But, yeah, you just move stuff around and sweep under it.
I try.
I clean the garage.
Yeah. But anyway, we did end up having a garage sale this Saturday.
How'd that go?
Now, she had to work.
Oh,
so I was in charge
convenient.
Of the garage sale. So it was not pretty. What it was payback for her because she usually works 99% of the time at garage sales. But
I
want you to know. I'm the martyr today. I've worked the garage sale.
Was there payback, though, for all the time she's had a garage sale and you've come home and gone, where's my stuff? Did you get rid of any of her stuff?
No, she did all the work. All I had to do was actually work the garage sale. So she hung all the clothes up. She put the prices on everything. She did all the work. All I did was...
By the end of the day, did you make any money?
Because I counted the money is all I did.
Because you actually just go, take it, it's free, I want it out of here.
Oh, yeah, at a half price sale at noon. Every time somebody came in, I was proud to shout, everything's half price! I was giving away books to kids, you know, because I wanted them to read. They were 50 cents for a hardback. Or, no, what, 50 cents for a soft cover, buck for a hardcover.
That's not a bad
deal.
By
the end, it was a quarter and 50 cents. and I was giving them away. But anyway, cleanup week solves everything, right?
Oh, the little engine.
Take it away. Take it away. Just marvelous. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number, 800-228-0550. I'm guessing the legislative session is probably on the minds of more listeners than garage sales.
It's one of the big things on my mind, and one of the things really in the forefront of my mind on this is, did they do enough for property taxes, and do enough people know about what they did for property taxes? We were discussing earlier about the little standoff between the Republican Party, between the House and the Senate, and a lot of that was over property tax relief. And that little tussle that they had wound up benefiting North Dakotans.
Well, it did. I mean,
enough people know about it?
I think most people read the headlines and think, what a mess. These people are, you know, in on the 80th day. They've got away late. But I guess the ultimate product is what most folks are wondering about. What was it? What did they do? We're going to ask lots of folks, including next Max Schneider, the Democratic leader in the Senate. So stay tuned.
What's on your mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Do you have a happy place? One of those places you can escape to? For Maria and I and the kids, that place is Chase on the Lake in Walker, Minnesota. It's a short drive from where we live in Fargo-Moorhead, but I'll tell you what, every mile or closer to Chase, you feel the weight of the world just come off your shoulders. And right now, if you stay at Chase on the Lake any Sunday through Thursday, and get any hotel room, any one of the place, $75. King room, lakeside, suites. If it's available, it's yours for $75 per night. Now, to get that special, you need to do something. So stay tuned for that in a moment here. And by the way, you can check out their award-winning Aveda Spa and receive 40% off any spa service, too. Now, all of this is only available to Flag listeners. To get this great offer, go to ChaseOnTheLake.com, enter the promo code FLAG. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code FLAG. See you at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the Global Elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. And I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Is back. This is What's on Your Mind. We are back. I'm Scott Hannon along with Steve Bakken, and Senator Max Schneider is on the line to talk about his headline from the North Dakota legislative session. As Steve mentioned, we really want to defer to the callers so you get a chance to ask any questions you have about the North Dakota legislative session that wrapped up in the wee hours of Saturday morning this last weekend. Max Schneider, welcome to the program.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Mac. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Steve.
My big question is property tax relief. Was there enough done? Did it get done in a timely fashion? And do enough people know about it so that we're not going to run into a Measure 2 issue again?
Well, very good questions. I don't know the answer to the Measure 2 question, but just to kind of explain the mechanics of what we did in the wee hours of the morning on Saturday.
Well, actually, let me back up a little bit. My first question for you is, did you get enough sleep this weekend after you got done with the session?
I'll live.
Okay.
I think I was up for about 27 hours straight, and then I had 4 hours of sleep. But, you know, poor old me. Nobody's going to feel bad for me. I'll be just fine. But on the property tax front, what we did was provide $656 million through the K-12 education funding formula. So that's the largest percentage, you know, probably somewhere around 75%, maybe even a little bit more, of the state share of education that we've ever had in North Dakota. And then $200 million in property tax relief through a state-paid tax credit, which will go out through political subdivisions, is my understanding. And so is that a lot? You know, I think it's a fair amount of property tax relief, but what I think we need to measure that against is our ability to do even more. And I understand there probably be some disagreement on this point, but we passed out $250 million, $250 million in corporate and personal income tax cuts. And so I would have personally liked to have seen that $250 million go towards deeper property tax relief. In the Senate, we actually had a vote to turn that $250 million into deeper property tax relief, failed on an entirely party-line vote. And so, you know, are we doing more by way of property tax relief? Yeah, I think that's pretty obvious. Are we doing everything we could? Absolutely not.
There seemed to be a lot of focus on how the session ended rather than what was done. Why is that, Mac?
Well, it was a circus-type atmosphere on Friday, and I think it shows a lack of leadership. Everybody knew the priority for tax relief had to be property tax relief. And to throw around several $100 million appropriations, you know, kind of by the seat of the majority's pants during the last day of the legislative session, it just showed that the majority was focused on other things besides providing property tax relief. I mean, everybody knew it was an issue. Everybody knew a solution was required. But we didn't have one until literally the 11th hour. And so that was disappointing. I think it does truly show a lack of leadership that, you know, we get sidetracked with an extraction cut tax and a deeper cut to the corporate income tax. And all of those were going forward in a very clear manner. While property tax relief was up in the air until the last second. And so,
by the way, go ahead, finish, Mac. Sorry.
Oh, I just think it shows a lack of focus that could have resulted in a better product had we been more locked in.
Telephone number, by the way, if you have a question for Mac Schneider, he'll be here until the bottom of the hour. Dale Wetzel joins us at the bottom of the hour. You can ask the newsman, covered his 14th legislative session, and also Al Carlson and Kent Monson next hour. So we're talking with lots of legislative leaders to get you the information you need about this year's North Dakota legislative session. 800-228-0550 with your questions or comments, Steve.
Mac, one of the questions, you brought the leadership. I heard some grumblings from some legislators. Of course, the tragic passing of Bob Stengem. A lot of people were bringing that up, that this session wasn't as organized. It wasn't as focused because of the change in leadership. Is that what you saw? Is that one of the failings of this legislative session? Or was it maybe not a failing, but something that could have been improved on or should be improved on?
Well, I very much enjoy working with Rich Wardner. I think he's a very decent person. He's treated us fairly as the minority, and so I certainly don't mean to disparage my colleague at all, but I do think if you look at the legislature as a whole, it was rudderless in a lot of ways throughout the course of the session. You know, we're going forward with this bold extraction tax cut, and then we're not. Obviously, the social issues as well, I understand their deep feelings on both sides of that. That sucked a lot of oxygen out of the room in addition. And so the end result, the last day, was kind of emblematic of the entire session. You know, several $100 million appropriations just being batted about kind of on a whim. And so that is a lack of leadership. And, you know, certainly we all miss Senator Stengem on a personal and professional level. But I think we just need more of a focus on the things that matter. And not even just the property tax debate. I don't think there was any time spent on how we make investments in North Dakota that will last for 20 years, 30 years down the line. And one example of that is an effort that I was involved in with Senator Tony Grinberg and a few other bipartisan co-sponsors that would have taken $450 million from the legacy fund, set that aside, not increase spending, not spend that money, but just set it aside and invest that money to generate a return that would permanently fund merit-based scholarships. That's what Wyoming did with its Hathaway Scholarship Program. That resolution, constitutional resolution, you'd have to change the Constitution to do that. That passed the Senate one day, and then the Senate GOP majority reconsidered it and killed it the next. And so it's those kinds of, you know, one-time expenditures that are going to pay off long after the oil boom. We didn't do nearly enough of that. I think the med school, to be fair, that falls into the category, so that was positive. But in terms of meeting our potential, we didn't come close.
You know, it's interesting. You called the session sort of rudderless for leadership. Jack Dalrymple, the governor, said, "I truly believe it will go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, in our state history." There's quite a disconnect between the Republican leader, I guess, and Governor Dalrymple, and your take. Why such a wide, you know, difference in the headline on the session, do you think, Matt?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, obviously he's the governor and wants to kind of brag up what happened this session. I don't blame him for it. You know, the truth is probably somewhere in the middle at the end of the day. I think the opportunities that we passed up are significant. You know, you look at what states like Georgia, Alabama, Oklahoma, you know, liberal bastions all, what they're doing with pre-kindergarten. They're moving towards universal access for pre-kindergarten in those states, those very red states. In North Dakota, we couldn't even get a dime of state funding to go forward with pre-kindergarten. We didn't address the daycare crisis. I think $1.3 million was spent on daycare. That's like throwing a piece of twine to someone who's drowning 50 yards offshore. Those permanent investments to make North Dakota stronger 20 years down the road, while times are good, to plan for life after the oil boom now, you know, that didn't happen. And so, you know, did we accomplish some things? Yes, I am very happy of the way that we came together in a bipartisan fashion towards the end of the session to provide more funding for Western North Dakota. I thought that was tremendously positive, something that MNPL worked for and something that the GOP majority responded to in good faith. And so, you know, I don't mean to say that everything we did was terrible, but when you take a look at North Dakota's unlimited potential, there's no way anyone can credibly say that we lived up to that this session.
Mac, thanks for joining us today. We're up against the break. This session, it will be historic, if for no other reason, the amount of money that was spent. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Mac Schneider, Democrat from Grand Forks, North Dakota Senate Minority Leader.
We're going to talk with the Republican leader in the House, and really this session, probably if there was any big difference, it was between Republicans in the House and Republicans in the Senate. So
it was a battle.
You're hearing from Max Schneider, a Democrat. You'll hear from Al Carlson, Republican, and other leaders, including, by the way, an impartial newsman on the legislative session, Dale Wetzel from the Great Plains News Service and Great Plains Examiner, next to tell us what he thinks.
1-800-228-0550, 258-0550. This is What's on Your Mind.
Hardworking trucks. Three brands to choose from on one lot at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. America's favorite brand. Ford F-Series, GMC Sierra, or Ram. Drive all three and compare and never leave our lot. Plus, we'll deliver your new truck free within 300 miles. Check our website, nelsonfergusfalls.com. You'll see our prices, our inventory, and our great selection of three truck brands. Seven new brands all in one lot. Nelson Auto Center. Visit online anytime, nelsonfergusfalls.com. Exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Keeping it on till it is this strong. Rolling till the night time blazes on. All along I keep singing my song. I say this phase is always. Sometimes I get so crazed, but just know that I always stay. Cause you're my light through the haze. It's time for a champion.
What's in your mind on KFIRE 550, 99.7 FM at Bismarck and Mandan and the whole family? We've got a whole bunch of stations, Scott.
910 KCJB in Minot, KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, Northern Bakken, KTGO 1090, and of course, the Valley, AM 1100, the flag. Eastern North Dakota, Western Minnesota. So, yes, a family of five now with What's on Your Mind every
the
weekday
Northern
morning.
Northern Plains. We pretty much got it all covered.
We do.
1-800-228-0550.
What's the number again?
1-800-228-0550 or 258-0550. You can give us a call either way and let us know what's on your mind.
And today we have a lot of guests, probably more than we'll have on a normal show, mainly because the legislative session ended in a bit of a flurry, and so we wanted to answer all of your questions with the guests. Yeah, let's ask the newsman, Dale Wetzel, who is the managing editor of Great Plains News and the Great Plains Examiner, host of the Legislature Today radio show that you heard all session long on a number of radio stations that you're listening to right now, joins us now to answer your questions, listeners, about the legislative session. Hi, Dale.
Greetings, Scott.
How are you?
I'm awake.
Are you recovered yet, Dale?
Oh, yes. You know, staying up all night is nothing to me. No problem.
Dale, the first thing I want to ask you, in your 14 sessions, have you ever seen anything like this towards the end?
Oh, yeah. It's. I wouldn't say it's common, but it certainly has happened before. I was thinking about the 87 session, which adjourned in the early morning on Easter Sunday. Also, 2001 adjourned it. I think it was about 4:30 a.m. It was similar to this one, and it was, and there was a lot less stuff flying around at the end, if you know what I mean. So it was a bit more tedious because there was a hang up on a couple of bills, getting the amendments prepared, and it was just very long and boring. And what kind of added spice to the evening was that at the same time there was a party going on across the street at the Kelly Inn, this is across the street from the Capitol, and people were coming back and forth from this party to the legislature to vote on bills, and it was some of them were extra motivated, I guess.
Extra motivated. Maybe to give us a little more detail there. Is that common?
They were imbibing. I should say they were more animated than they normally were.
I see.
Everyone said, "Oh, come over here, come over to the Kelly Inn. We've got great food, got some libations," and people partook. And I mean, I'm not saying anyone was falling down drunk or anything like that, but it was clear that there had been some people having a few pops. That, I didn't get that sense at this session. For one thing, there wasn't a party going on across the street.
I have a question on the difference of opinion of the you know sort of headlines or the takeaways from this session. We just talked to Max Schneider, the Democratic leader. He called the leadership of the Republican side rudderless and sort of said that you know his headline was a lot of missed opportunities. You have Governor Dalrymple quoted as saying it will go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, legislative sessions in our state's history. So who's right, Dale?
Well, I think Max Schneider is closer to being right than Jack Dalrymple, frankly. I mean, what the legislature did that's notable is it spent a bucket load of money. And next session, 2 years from now, it's going to spend another bucket load of money if the oil revenue keeps rolling in, and everyone will forget about this session. Max Schneider, he said the legislature was rudderless. I wouldn't say that it was rudderless. There was, you know, the two political parties at work in North Dakota are the House and the Senate rather than the Republicans and the Democrats. And you had Republican leadership in the Senate and Republican leadership in the House on the committees that, you know, frankly, were not working together very well. And there were no shared goals as to how much property tax relief should there be, how much should the income tax reduction be. There were a number of policy disagreements between the two chambers, and they really didn't get it straightened out until the last minute, and so therefore you have this, you know, chaotic atmosphere over at the Capitol. It isn't so much a lack of leadership; it's a lack of agreement on what the goals should be. And usually, these types of questions are settled long before day 80 in terms of how much in property tax cuts are we going to have, how much in income tax cuts are we going to have, and various policy questions. Usually what happens is there are deals worked out, you know, a couple of weeks before the end of the session, and then they're implemented. In this situation, there were deals being worked out on day 80, which was unusual.
Dale, is the unusual part of that the fact that there was a supermajority in power and they were still waiting for those last-minute deals, that last-minute bargaining? To me, that was the part that was a little, not rudderless, but unsettling, if you will.
Well, the fact that there's a supermajority in power has certainly happened before. That's not unusual at all. What was unusual is that the leadership of the supermajority in the House and in the Senate were really not in sync and really not looking to work with each other that much from what I could see. And it made for some really, frankly, disastrous public relations for the Republican majority in the legislature. It wasn't just property taxes and, you know, defeating one bill in the morning and then reviving it in the afternoon and fighting about which version of property tax reduction should go forward. There were things such as, you know, there was basically a panic in western North Dakota for about 2 weeks because of what the Senate did to a very large and important bill that's going to be providing a lot of money for roads, for emergency services, and all sorts of public services and public works in western North Dakota. Well, the House passed a substantial bill, and the Senate cut quite a bit out of it, and this caused a great deal of angst in western North Dakota and among western North Dakota legislators. But the plan all along, or the way it actually came out, was that the amount of money that was in the House bill pretty much was restored, but then at the same time you had all this unnecessary angst, I guess I'd call it, in western North Dakota amongst not only legislators but community leaders as to what was going on with these Senate reductions. And that's what I mean when I'm talking about a public relations problem, because people heard about this, they thought, what is going on? And eventually it was restored to pretty much the way the western North Dakota folks wanted it. But in the meantime, there was this unnecessary heartburn.
There's a famous line about politics and sausage making are not fun to watch. And I'm curious, Dale, you've watched a lot of legislative sessions, and there certainly were a lot of those PR flaps that you talk about, where if you sketched it out on a whiteboard to say the perfect way, you wouldn't do it the way they did it, right, with the bumps from here to there. But in the end, the product is obviously how they're judged. I'm curious if you think sort of that you know, vote-to-vote PR problem causes a long-term problem at the ballot box, or are people just going to judge them by the ultimate product, which if you're a voter in North Dakota, as you say, a lot of spending, Some folks would see that as an investment in infrastructure, for instance, like $4 billion is the number we've heard about going to overall to roads and bridges and oil impacts and back to the people in the way of quote-unquote investments. And then, of course, some property tax relief of nearly three-quarters of a billion. And if you add in income taxes, corporate income taxes, personal income taxes, you got another a quarter million there. So almost in total, $1 billion in tax relief. What are they going to judge, the moment-to-moment PR flaps or the ultimate product, do you think?
Oh, I think that people will judge the product. I mean, this spring and next year, North Dakota is going to look like a construction site. There's so much money for roads, so much money for buildings. I mean, in Grand Forks, there's going to be a new medical school, and there's going to be a renovated law school. There are projects on almost all of the university campuses. One of the interesting things about the legislature is that they spent quite a bit of time slagging the university system office and the chancellor and the Board of Higher Education, and in the end, they gave them more money and more power and a lot of buildings. And so we'll see how that works. And also they put on the ballot next year a constitutional amendment to get rid of the board and the chancellor. So that it made for a very interesting sort of juxtaposition there. But
by the way, our telephone. Go ahead.
Will people remember that the session lasted until day 80, 3 hours before the final deadline? Of course they will. I mean, will they use that in their voting decisions? I really don't think so. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that the legislature did that you can use to either support it or oppose it on a policy angle rather than, the process that they used to get to it.
Dale, quick question. What was the longest session we ever had at the legislative level here?
The one we just had, unless you count the first one in 1889.
They had a lot of money.
The one in 1889 lasted 110 days, and I was not around for that, of course. But,
contrary to popular belief, right, Dale?
But this one is this is the longest it can go. Day 80, and this is how it went. I mean, there was literally a 7 a.m. Saturday deadline, and the legislature adjourned at, I think it's 4:35 a.m. So
800-228-0550, by the way, is the telephone number. Ask the newsman. Dale Wetzel's here. Ask him about your question about what got snuck in you heard at the 11th hour.
At the 11th hour, with all the tussles back and forth during the session, and they're winding things down, did a lot of things get thrown in to some of the budget, that DPI bill that shouldn't have been there? And what did you hear, Dale? One of the things I heard about was a Bismarck Science Center, $5 million for that, that was maybe snuck in, that only one legislator had actually seen it, or at least spoke up about it a little bit.
Does that happen?
Do things get snuck in? I mean, occasionally that does happen. I mean, the Bismarck Science Center project that Mr. Bakken referred to was in the budget from the beginning. I don't think you can say it was snuck in. I mean, there are a lot of projects that are there that get eliminated at some point in the process, and then they get put back in. But they're generally there to be spoken about. I mean, there are a few things that get put in that are not generally debated or known, but it's a fairly minor part of the budget. I mean, frankly, a couple of the things that I thought were interesting that made it through were, there's money to purchase the Lawrence Welk Farmstead south of Strasburg. There's money to essentially to buy a lake marina. It's owned by the son of the former legislator and former state game and fish director, Dale Hennig. There's a few things of that nature. There's also a Skywalk.
Dale, we're up against the break, Dale.
I want to hear about the Skywalk.
Yeah,
though, don't
I do. I do yeah. want to hear about the Skywalk when we come back after the break.
Stay tuned. Dale Wetzel, Great Plains Examiner, Great Plains News Managing Editor, answers your questions about the legislative session.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at cuontheroad.org. CU as in credit union, ontheroad.org, and on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You know, things are really upside down today, Steve. You know why? You and I are in Bismarck, studios of 550 K-Fire, and Dale is at the AM 1100 The Flag Great Plains News Bureau in Fargo.
So. I bet he's just happy to get out of here for a while.
Yeah. Is that the deal, Dale? You're just escaping Bismarck after being trapped for the entire legislative session?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't like Fargo. I like terrain. You know, I don't like a flat landscape. Am I happier to be here than I'm in Bismarck? The answer is no. But I must say that where I'm sitting looks pretty spiffy. I got like five video screens in front of me. I think that I'm in Mission Control or something.
You need a recliner in that studio is what you need.
Well, I am going to make Dale just a little bit jealous, though. We have cinnamon logs from the Bread Poets today, celebrating the new What's On Your Mind launch. So
yeah, thanks for bringing those in.
I'm definitely not, I'm glad I'm not there because I'd be consuming those with relish.
And by the way, the crew at Bread Poets are fantastic. So
they are indeed.
It's been fun to get to know all those great Bismarck Mandan restaurants, that's for sure. The big boy is not in Fargo yet, and we're kind of working on that. Anyway, our guest is Dale Wetzel, who's the managing editor of Great Plains News and the Great Plains Examiner.
And we're trying to get a red pepper out here. So
exactly, yeah. Covering his 14th legislative session was what has consumed most of his time since the first of the year. And so he's a great resource if you have a question or comment about any of the legislation, that the final product, anything about how the legislative session works. Now is a great time to call him at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. What do you think, besides spending, as you said earlier, a bucket load of money, this session will best be known for, Dale?
The abortion bills. There's been several bills to restrict abortion. There's going to be a constitutional amendment on the ballot next year that essentially will put the state of North Dakota in the position of having to defend life at every stage of development. That's the words of the amendment itself, and it'll be interesting to see what sort of a reaction there is from voters on that and how much money is going to be spent on both sides to advocate for or defeat that bill. But the abortion bills will be one of the things that the legislative session is known for. I mean, the idea of spending a lot of money on public works, I mean, obviously it's important, but it's not something that sticks in the brain long term. I think the abortion legislation, the strengthening of North Dakota's penalties against driving under the influence, those are going to be more, I think, better remembered than, shoveling money to various precincts.
You know, the tax relief, the property tax relief specifically, which ended up being, what, $656 million in K-12?
About $1 billion.
Yeah, okay, yes. Let's call it $1 billion to be safe. And it came in two different forms, partly the majority of it through the K-12 mechanism, right?
That's correct. Most of it is being provided as a subsidy for school districts in order for them to reduce their property tax levy rates. There's another bill that provides approximately $200 million worth of property tax credits, credits against your property tax bill, and those were the two primary property tax measures in the legislature.
Steve and I spent a fair amount of time talking about two particular provisions. One, Mark Owens from Grand Forks, and the other, Jim Casper from Fargo, had put forward regarding what those two called local control, and that is give voters ultimate say on how much the local political subdivisions, schools, and commissioners, county commissions, city councils could spend. Did any of those local control issues survive, Dale?
No, there were proposals to cap the amount of money that local governments could collect from year to year, cap the growth of that money, and also to cap property tax rates. See, none of that is part of the property tax relief package, and that's one of the things that was causing quite a bit of unhappiness in the last part of the legislature, because people think that there's plenty of property tax relief in this legislation in terms of your property taxes will not be as high as they would have been without this legislation. But there's no property tax reform, meaning, you know, eventually 5 years from now, we could have your actual property tax bill could be higher than it is now, because there's no real restriction on how much it can grow in the future. If your property gets more valuable, then you're going to be paying more property taxes, and there's really nothing that the legislature did that's going to change that. And that is what made a lot of folks unhappy.
Dale, we got about a minute, and I wanted to touch briefly on the oil tax. Where did that shake out? There was talk about raising it, lowering it.
Stripper wells.
Leaving it where it was, stripper wells. Where did things settle out for that in the final?
There was no change in the top rate. One of the Republican priorities early in the session was to knock the top rate down to, right now it's 11.5%. They wanted to knock it down to 9.5% or 9%. There was no decrease in the top rate. In fact, there was a net increase in taxes on the oil industry. One of the things that was done was a kind of a stripper. There are stripper wells that are, they're essentially they're low-producing wells. There was a loophole in the stripper well oil tax structure that allowed high-producing wells to benefit from a tax break that's intended to help low-producing wells, and that was fixed. And as a result, the oil industry is going to be paying about $60 million more in taxes over the next 2 years.
Very interesting. Dale Wetzel, who will be recapping a lot of the session for Great Plains Examiner and Great Plains News affiliates. Thank you, Dale. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
Dale Wetzel on What's On Your Mind.
With Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bakken Bruce. We're talking hangers. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses. And get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.